بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. Now we're going to talk about the kinds of expiations, and we'll cover certain issues. The first issue is the feeding. The second issue is the clothing. And we come to them issue by issue. Second is the clothing. Third is the one you mentioned, freeing a slave. One you mentioned. Fourth is fasting 3 days. Now, with respect to the first issue, and that is the feeding, which is known in Arabic as al-it'am, feeding. Under this topic of feeding, we know that feeding is one of the types of expiations mentioned in the Quran, as we read from Surah Al-Ma'idah, chapter 5, verse 89. There is no dispute regarding that feeding, for it expiation to feed. فكفارته إطعام عشرة مساكين, feeding 10 poor people. There is no dispute that the feeding is one of the kinds of expiations, because Allah stated that explicitly in this surah. For its expiation, the deliberate oath, feeding 10 masakeen poor on a scale of the average of that with which you feed your own families, or clothe them, or monument a slave. Now, here we have conditions for the feeding, for this issue of al-it'am. Concerning what is fed, there are conditions that the first condition is Islam. So therefore, the food is not to be given to a dhimmi, an individual from the people of the book under Islamic rule, and by all means not to be given to the harbi, the warrior, disbeliever, and the murtad, the apostate. And this is the opinion of the majority of the scholars. The second condition is that he must be poor. The one fed must be poor, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إطعام عشرة مساكين, feeding for its expiation, feed 10 مساكين poor. And what is intended here is the one to whom zakah is permissible to give, the مساكين, الفقراء والمساكين. The third condition, that he must be a free person, and this is the majority opinion. In contrast to the opinion that it is permissible to give it to the slave and to the one who is trying to write himself out, to feed himself, to free himself, as stated by some scholars. And the evidence that that the majority of the scholars cited is that the sufficiency for the slave is obligated upon his master, so therefore in this case he does not need. Secondly is that the slave and what he possesses belongs to his master. And the fourth condition is that those to whom the expiation or feeding is to be given must not be from those ones who are whose spending upon them is obligated upon the one who breaks his oath, like for example his father or and his mother, his wife, his sons and daughters. So the one fed must not be from those on whom it is obligation for the person to spend upon. Now, why? Because they are sufficient by the spending, the obligated spending upon them. The fifth condition, and this is a condition by some of the scholars, that the one fed must not be a child who did not reach the age of being able to eat, or we can repeat this. He should not be the one fed a child at an age unable to eat. This is a condition set by some of the scholars, and the preponderating opinion that this is not a condition. And those who said that it is not the condition, it's the majority of the scholars. And this is the correct opinion, and the evidence for that is the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the same verse, فَكَفَّارَتُهُ إِطْعَامُ عَشَرَةِ مَسَاكِينَ. For its expiation, feed 10 masakeen poor. And this covers the poor or a child or adult. And secondly, he is a free Muslim who needs to be spending upon. So in this case, he's like the elder or the adult. These are the conditions, and some of them are preponderated by some of the opinions, as you have heard. So we repeat them. Therefore, first, with respect to the conditions of those fed, the one fed must be Muslim, the one fed must be poor, eligible to, and this means they are of the same kind as those eligible to receive the zakah. The one fed must be a free Muslim, and this is the majority of opinion. And the one fed must not be from those on whom it is obligated or obligation for the person to spend on upon. And the one fed must not be a child who is not weaned yet. And but the preponderating opinion here is that this is not a condition. This is not a condition. The fifth condition is, according to the majority opinion, it is not a condition. Now, inshallah, the next time we will talk about the amount, the amount fed and its kinds. والله تعالى أعلم وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا.